it is Mother's Day weekend, and I don't know how you feel about Mother's Day, but there tends to be two main camps of how people feel about this holiday. And the first one are the people who really love it. Maybe they are best friends with their mom, and this day is just a natural overflow of their admiration and relationship that they have, and so they love this day. They love celebrating their mom. The other ones who could like to celebrate it are maybe the ones who have husbands and children who really outdo themselves on this day, and so they look forward to this day. They have it marked on their calendar. They know it's going to be just a special time for them. Or there's especially those people who maybe are moms for the first time, and so this is the day that they have been waiting for, a day to quote-unquote join the club. And so they are celebrating this weekend for sure. But I think many more of us fall into this second camp of people who tend to struggle with Mother's Day. And there is a plethora of reasons why this day is particularly hard for some people. Obviously, it is hard for the people who are struggling with infertility right now. The people who really, really want to be called mom and have not yet had that opportunity. This day can be just a salt in the wound type of day for them. There's also people who have lost their mother this year or in recent years, and the fact that there's no phone call or no cards to buy, it's just obvious, and it's hurtful for them. There's those who have lost their babies through miscarriage, stillborn, or they've buried their children. Those moms are hurting because part of what made them a mom is no longer with them. And it's painful and it's hard. There's also those women who are moms, and maybe they're single moms, or maybe they have a spouse, but they're just desperately seeking somebody to tell them that they're doing a good job. The rest of the year, it doesn't seem to bother them that nobody compliments their parenting skills, but something about Mother's Day makes them really yearn for that approval from somebody else, and they know it's not going to come, but they hope for it anyway. And so for those people, Mother's Day can be hurtful. And then also there's those people who it's not a death that has separated them from their mom or from their child, but it's estrangement. They're going to go without a phone call or without a card simply because they're not in contact with this person who at one point was so vital in their life. And so there's just a lot of people who can tend to struggle on Mother's Day weekend. And there's lots of blog posts out there on how to celebrate yourself and how not to be disappointed on Mother's Day. And I don't want to add to that noise because some of those can really be hurtful or more isolating. So I'm hoping that this one is different for you, no matter where you find yourself, whether you are one of those people who absolutely loves Mother's Day or whether you're one of those people who wishes it would just disappear off the calendar altogether. I think this message is for everyone. I have struggled with Mother's Day for a very long time. I remember it very clearly when my husband and I were trying for children. We struggled for a couple of years with infertility, and it just seemed with each passing year, I just got more and more depressed and discouraged, especially on Mother's Day. I would avoid Facebook because I didn't want to see people's posts, and I would avoid church, and I would avoid phone calls, and it was just a rough time. And I've never really, I think, gotten over it, because even after we started to have children, I still focused so much on the people around me who were hurting, or just focused so much on that second group of people and thinking, why is there a day that makes so many people feel isolated and alone and left out? It's like a click. It's like a day that is a click, and only certain people are allowed in to celebrate, and it seems mean to me and hurtful. And so I've let this bitterness grow inside of me for many years over Mother's Day. And my sweet, sweet, very sweet, and very wonderful, and very loving husband always tries to make Mother's Day special for me. And I always push his efforts away because I don't want to receive them because of my emotions about the day. And I tell him I'd rather celebrate on Monday, but I can't receive it on Sundays, is what I would say. But this year I was convicted about that attitude in my life, because I don't feel like it's ever okay to have bitterness just raging inside of me like I have it, even if it's just towards a day on the calendar and not towards a person. I just began asking God, okay, God, how can I change my attitude? What do you want to teach me? Change my thoughts about Mother's Day this year for 2016. And he was so faithful, as he always is, and just bringing a couple things to light. And I want to share those two things with you today in hopes that it will help you, no matter where you are on the emotional spectrum of Mother's Day. Hopefully it will provide you with something different, a new perspective. So the first one is just a very good reminder for us women to have all the time. But his first thing when I was struggling with Mother's Day was the word identity. Often we wrap ourselves up in titles. I know I do. I am a mom, and that becomes so much part of who I am. It becomes part of my identity. But being a mama several years ago before we had children was also an identity. I was barren. I was infertile, and that was my identity. And I rested in it, and I identified with it to an unhealthy level, because our identity is to be in Christ alone. And I don't always live by that. When my emotions get out of whack like this, it's always kind of a good reminder that perhaps my identity is misplaced. And so whether we are moms, whether we want to be, whether we are daughters who are in great contact with our moms, or our moms have passed away, or speaking to our moms, I don't know what the situation is, but our identity is not in being a mom. It's not in being a daughter. It's not in how many children you have. It's in Christ alone. And I think it's always good for us to just go back and remember that God does not make a mistake. He created you in your mother's womb. He knew your name before the foundation of the world. He knows every word before you speak it. He knows the motives of your heart. He knows the hairs on your head. He loves you so much. But not just that, we are sinful people, and yet he sent his son to die for us. So not only did he create you and he loved you, but he has a plan to rescue you from your sin and from hell. And that's what our identity is. In Christ, we are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. It doesn't apply strictly to mothers or strictly to daughters who can celebrate their mother. It's for everyone. And so I just think it's always a good reminder to remember that our identity does not change between Mother's Day and the day after. Our identity is in Christ alone. And that's where it will rest on Mother's Day and beyond. And so no matter how we feel about the day, we know that it does not define us. It does not change us. It does not put us into a category that we then hold on to. We are God's. It says in Zephaniah 3:17 that he rejoices over us and he sings over us. And so hold on to that. Don't hold on to the fact that nobody's telling you you're a good mom, or don't hold on to the fact that your kids aren't singing your praises on this Mother's Day. Just know that God loves you. No matter what mistakes you've made, no matter what mistakes you're going to make, you are his and he loves you. And your identity is rooted and built up in him and him alone, not in a title. The second thing that God really brought to my attention, and it's something that he keeps having to tell me, and he just simply said, it's not about you. Mother's Day is not about me. And I am a mother. Like, it is not about me. It is about him. And to take a day where we honor mothers, I just want to challenge all of us to take this day, whether we are mothers or not, and make it about God. How can we make this day about God? I always would get frustrated with the church services on Mother's Day, thinking that they make it more for the moms than they do about God. Obviously, I felt like that more when I was dealing with infertility than I do now, but still, it just always struck me as odd. You know, we don't come to church to worship our moms. We come to church to worship God. But yet, it's not just in the church service. It's in our lives. Like, this is not a day for us just to soak up or say, oh, I deserve a day out, or what can I get out of it? It is a day for us to just surrender to God like we should do every day. And that's going to look different for each one of us. It's going to be investing in our spiritual children. I mean, maybe you are not a mom, but you could be a spiritual mom, and you should be a spiritual mom to somebody younger than you in the faith, whether it's a child down the street whose mom isn't home a lot, or whether it's just a friend or a coworker who's younger in the faith than you are. We can all be spiritual moms. And so spending time and investing in eternal gifts and rewards and pouring into our eternal children would be a great way to glorify God on this day and make it, it's not about us and whether we are moms or not. It's about proclaiming his name to the next generation. It could be loving on your husband. You know, I think that this year I'm going to give my husband a gift and a card because I couldn't have been a mother without him. And so to just say thank you, rather than just being a day where it's about you, it's a day where you are turning around and celebrating those in your life rather than just being celebrated. It could also just mean sitting with a friend who's hurting. And whether she's hurting because she's lost her mom or she's not a mom, but just being with your friends who are hurting. And I feel like, yes, you can always pray with them, but maybe there's one of two ways specifically you can minister to them this weekend in a way that it makes it not about you and not about her and not about your all's emotions or your circumstances, but it brings it back to God. And the two ways, the first way I think about it is you tell of God's goodness. You know, I tend to not celebrate Mother's Day because I feel so bad about everybody around me who's struggling. But Psalm 113:9 says, "He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord." In each Mother's Day that I have gone into isolation, I have failed to glorify God for doing exactly that. Settling this childless woman, this barren woman, as a happy mother of children, praise the Lord. That's exactly what he's done in my life. And I know he's done that in countless women's lives, whether it's through foster care, whether it's through adoption, whether it's through biological babies. He does fulfill his promise and his word. And maybe the friend that you are with needs to hear that and needs to hear about God's goodness. Or maybe they need to be reminded of what Job says, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And maybe just speaking scripture and speaking truth into their life is what they need and what you need to make the day not about you, but about God. In other situations, what you can do to meet with somebody who's hurting but yet make it about God is simply to do what Jesus did when he found out that Lazarus had died. It says he wept. Now, Jesus knew that he was about to heal Lazarus. He didn't need to cry. He chose to. And maybe that's what we need to do this weekend too, is to make it about God by joining with somebody who just needs somebody to weep with them. And so I don't know where you stand on Mother's Day. I don't know what your situation is. I hope that being reminded of our identity and being encouraged to make this day not about you, not about your mom, not about your children, but to make it about God will be encouraging and will be a fresh perspective on this day. And so I just want you to know that if you are hurting today, that I understand and that I've been there and that I am praying for you. But I'm going to pray that God will challenge you someday, just like he's challenged me this year, to kind of drop my "it's all about me and how I feel about it" attitude and really approach it like we should approach every day of our lives, with how can I bring God glory in this? And whether that's while you're waiting for a child, whether that's while you're grieving for a mom or a child, whether it's in the way that you're forgiving a mom or a child, or whether it's the way you're just being, it's all about him. And let's make it all about him together. And let's have this fresh perspective of Mother's Day, that it's not about our moms, it's not about the moms we are. It is about Christ and the goodness of God, even in life's messiest situations, but also the goodness of God in some of life's greatest situations. So I pray that you have a great Mother's Day, and I pray that you are able to celebrate God and the work that he is doing in your life and the lives of those around you.